Life is a silly walk in the park, a knife in your throat held after dark. Life is a terrible joke, a lark, a spoken word, and it all goes dark. Money is the root of evil, money is the root of sin. Funny money loot will make you rich.
Life's a bitch and you can't win.
Money is the root of evil, never, never question why. Money is the root of evil, work all day until you die.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 What am I supposed to be doing here?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everyone. It's Roy. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is going to be another really long show because Carlito was with me once again. We did a live show on the air earlier today, which is Friday, February 13th, and we did some more Radio Shack tribute stuff. And fair warning, this one is not as epic as the last one, I admit that, but it's still a lot of fun. Some hilarious things happened, and we got to make amends with our pasts. And the weirdest thing of all will be what you find out the new password is. For Radio Shack stores, the password of the week. They changed it because of us. What did they change it to? Stay tuned and you'll find out. Today's episode is sponsored by Yashar Lee. We're going to blame Yashar for this week's password change from Radio Shack. So Radio Shack, if you're thinking about suing us or having us arrested or anything, it's not our fault. It's Yashar Lee's fault. He will be the one that you want to serve the lawsuit with. I will provide his full name and address and anything else you need if you're thinking about taking legal action on us. Before we get started with the live show that happened earlier, I just have one thing I need to mention to everyone, and that is that in just another week, there is going to be an AMA on Reddit for the former police chief who was involved in the JonBenet Ramsey murder investigation. As you all know, I'm the one that actually killed JonBenet Ramsey in 1996. And because of that, we just think it's hilarious to troll anything on the internet about the investigation, mainly to keep the heat off of me so they don't figure out that it was me. You know, we have to put lots of misinformation out there to throw the investigators off of my trail. So if you like the Snowplow Show and, you know, all the things I do with PLA and you don't want me to go to prison for life, you will get on this AMA, which happens on February 21st, and you will post a bunch of just ridiculous, silly questions into it to throw the investigators off of my trail. I will have a link in the show notes to the Reddit page where this is going to happen. And I know this is kind of pointless. I don't see this really working out as a prank because, you know, the real Redditors and everyone, they're just going to vote us down, probably, unless it's really hilarious. I don't know. I guess we'll just see. Maybe it'll be the best thing ever, but I'm kind of thinking it won't be, but why not? Let's give it a shot. Tombstone sent me the link for this Reddit thing, so thank you, Tombstone, for letting me know that this is about to happen. If you want to know more about the PLA's connection to JonBenet Ramsey, there are a few pages you can visit on phonelosers.org, which I will put in the show notes, but one is phonelosers.org/Richard Cardo, and the other one is phonelosers.org/BNF, as in Boulder News Frenzy. I just looked on that page and it's a bunch of dead links. I guess I should fix that. Stupid server move. Anyway, let's get started on today's live show with Carlito. Here it is. Hey, have you been listening to the stream at all?
No, I was busy. Private.
It's been like, I just selected a random old pizza calls, and it's when we were getting phone numbers, you know, from pizza places, and then in between we kept making sound effect noises. They'd be like, okay, whoop, whoop, okay, give me the next number, and they'd be confused, but then they'd still do it, and it was like 30 minutes of us just doing that to people, and they just keep giving us numbers, even though we're just being so obviously fake.
Oh, the pizza.
This one lady, I was orgasming after every number. Real orgasms, too.
Yeah. I liked your evil maniacal laugh when you got the secret password out of that one guy. I heard that. That was funny. He's like, oh, shit.
So, before that, Bob Vance was on the air. And he kept calling Radio Shacks trying to get the new password of the week because it's no longer Fusion, I found out last night.
Right.
Fusion is gone. I don't know if that's because of us or if that's just the day of the week that they change it. But Bob Vance, according to one Radio Shack, this isn't confirmed yet, but according to one Radio Shack he talked to, the new password of the week is Cactus.
Yeah.
And there's just no way, right?
I heard the other guy that didn't refute it, so we're still on the fence now, right?
Yeah, it's weird. I'm kind of doubtful that can be true, but who knows?
That'd be awesome.
It's like they're communicating with us. Like the corporate office is like, okay, your turn, motherfuckers.
Yep.
Did you listen to the rest of the show from our tribute? Because, you know, you had to leave and then I went on for another 2 hours mm-hmm. or so.
Yeah, that's where I heard the maniacal laugh at, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got the password after you left. I forgot.
Yep. Fusion. Yeah. These guys were just called Fusion. Like, okay.
Yeah, I was getting numbers last night for JAG TV. And the science show.
Slop Radio?
Yeah. And that's when I found out that the Fusion no longer works. A few of them asked me for the password, and I said, Fusion. They're like, Nope, that's not it anymore.
I imagine that they probably did change it proactively, because it's kind of an odd day during the week to change it.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think it would happen over the weekend.
Yeah. Unless they base it on when their paychecks are distributed. I don't know. Maybe they get paid on Thursdays.
Yeah. Oh, and Bob was trying to figure that out, too. He's trying to figure out, you know, when, what day of the week it's usually changed. And I don't think he got an answer.
This calls the manager like, I'm so confused. I keep using Fusion. They won't take it. I didn't get the memo.
It's been like a Radio Shack week on Prank Call Nation. Like, I've been giving Radio Shack numbers to everyone, and they've all been having a lot of fun with them.
It's been fun. I'm glad.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Sloth Show last night, and Neon Knights. We did a lot of them on there.
Yeah. So, what's the final word on that last third? Did the bankruptcy judge declare yet what he's doing with them?
Oh, I haven't followed any news at all. I looked at the list of closing stores yesterday, and I was kind of sad because the one in my town is closing, and then the next closest one to me, 30 miles away, that's closing. So if I need anything from Radio Shack, I'm going to have to drive like an hour. Mm. If assuming those are open, I don't even know.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Last year, Radio Shack tried to close a majority of their stores, and like their lender said, no. Like, no, you may not close your stores. Like, I didn't know lenders could do that. Like,
how's that work? What's a lender?
I don't... they've been lending cash to Radio Shack for the last few years on an investment basis for them to be able to keep operating. To keep the supply chain coming in, or not, there would be nothing on the shelves. Yeah, so because if they're operating in the red, what are they gonna get with their suppliers? You know, to pay their suppliers to get stuff delivered.
It seems like Sears may have had something like that happen too.
Cash problem. JCPenney had big problems with that.
I know Sears CEO. He actually put a bunch of his own personal money into it, trying to keep the stores open.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. And then they couldn't get inventory like this past Christmas because the suppliers weren't, they were afraid Sears would never pay them because they knew like what was happening.
Yeah, they're afraid that they weren't going to make it out of the holiday season. Yeah. Supposedly Sears actually did 20% better this last holiday season, so that's a good sign.
Yay, Sears!
Yay! I think JCPenney will go before Sears. That's my prediction here. I think our next year's tribute will be JCPenney.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't even have JCPenney around here. I don't know where those are.
And I have a vested interest in that because they have an excellent big and tall section. And if that goes away, like I'll have only one place to shop in a person.
There has to be other stores for that, though.
Kmart has shitty big and tall. Walmart has shitty big and tall.
Kmart's almost gone.
Yeah.
There's going to be no stores left. It's just going to be internet shopping only.
Well, there's a big and tall, whatever they're called. Another, like, fashionable XL or something.
There's just going to be Amazon warehouses and Amazon drones.
fine by me.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, actually.
If they can get it to me the day that I order it, if they give me a cutoff by noon, and they can get this shit to me before the end of that day, I'm so fucking happy. Yeah.
That'll be amazing if the drone thing happens within the next 5 years, and then, like, fuck Radio Shack. You know, that's just a convenience thing. You know, yeah. Like, if drones can, like, just fly a little adapter thing to my house, that'd be amazing.
I still think the drone thing's a gimmick.
I think it's gonna happen.
I don't know.
It's gotta happen.
I think it's a Trojan horse or whatever it's called to get in. To scare Walmart.
Maybe.
Yeah, but Amazon gets to that point, watch Walmart start doing deliveries and everyone else having to do it or die, basically.
Gonna be exciting.
Woohoo!
Exciting things in the future.
Fucking Amazon will deliver, like, if you're in LA or San Francisco, I think they'll deliver produce and shit to you now on the same day. So, shit.
Hey, last time we did a show, this guy named Ishbu in the chat room, he wants us to do closing prayers with employees.
Excellent.
Like we get a store to close down or whatever, or tell them they're closing down, like, later in the week, and then we'd say a prayer with them. Like, get them to...
Mandatory.
Yes, if you want your severance, you gotta pray with us. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Also, I have like some of the numbers from last night that I gave to Sloth, but not all of them answered, so I have some of those that we could give a try.
Okay, okay.
I may have not deleted all of them, so some of them may have been talked to already by Sloth.
Damn, according to this, the managers lost all their severance pay. They're not getting it. They were entitled up to, like, I think 22 weeks worth, and they're not going to get it.
Why?
There's just no money for it. They owe so much money to their lenders.
That sucks.
That's fucked.
Poor managers.
That's how it always happens, though, you know? Like, the workers get the shaft, the creditors are gimme, gimme, gimme first, which is, if you ask me, that's not fair.
And here we are, just fucking with them all.
Yeah, fuck it. They made a decision.
Sending them home. You can have some phones off the shelves. It's all right.
Nobody got an engineering degree to work at Radio Shack for 30 years.
So. That's true.
And, yeah.
I'm looking at Radio Shacks in South Carolina. I love South Carolina.
South Carolina. Pranks.
Nothing ever works out there, but for some reason I keep trying.
Mm. Outer Banks. No, that's North Carolina.
I could do another state, though, if you want.
I don't care. Your show.
It's your show.
I'm just here to interrupt and sound snotty.
Yeah, last night in Alaska, I was doing, me and Neon were on the phone together. We were calling up Radio Shacks just trying to get numbers for Sloth. And I was doing that same thing I was talking about earlier. Like, they would give me numbers and I'd be like, whoop, whoop. Okay, next. But anyway, we got a hold of a Radio Shack that was a combination Radio Shack and Ace Hardware.
Yeah, speaking of fusion. Look into that. How'd that arrangement come about?
Yeah, it's a little weird. Well, you know, it's like the middle of nowhere, Alaska. It was like out. There was no highways around it, it didn't look like.
Yeah, I gotta do something.
So, you wanna call a radio? Like, do you want the first one, or?
You the first one.
You made me do the first one last time.
Yep.
Fine. I don't even know what we're doing, though. Like, I'll try and... I want them to ask me for the password.
Yeah. Well, just tell them. Do you need to verify my password?
Radio Shack Highway.
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Uh-huh.
And did you get the notice in our computer about the password?
Rebooting them?
Yeah, rebooting them. Did you...
Yeah, I shut down the POS and I didn't... restart the computer. I just stuck on the POS and restarted them.
Okay, yeah, we didn't even show that it reset yet. Maybe there's a delay or something. I don't know, but they were having problems getting the sales information from your store.
Well, when I get a chance, I'll completely reboot all of them if you want me to, but right now I got customers in the store and I don't have an opportunity to do that.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Did you get the notice about the new password of the week?
I did, but when I looked at the thing, it looked like it was still the old one.
The Fusion?
Well, it showed the old one was Cactus, so...
Well, the old one was Cactus. I thought that was the new one from this week. I think.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know whether they changed the whole thing for the whole week. I saw that it was in there, but I saw where that was done. Yes.
Oh, did it say why they changed it?
Along the line, someone let it loose.
Oh yeah. Okay. Someone let it loose.
Yep.
And, but it's Cactus now, or is it Fusion now?
I honestly don't know now.
Oh, it didn't tell you in the computer.
As well.
If you look it up right now, it doesn't, or did they just?
Hold on.
Sorry, because I wasn't sure if they had actually sent that to you or not.
It's the same as it was shown on Monday.
Cactus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But Fusion was the new one.
I remember the memo coming out, but I haven't found that anywhere. That's the first I've heard of that.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, your store's closing today, effective immediately. And can you get all those customers to leave?
Who is this?
My name is, I'm calling from the corporate office. This is Roy.
No.
I am so.
Okay, yeah, I have no information, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, Cactus Fusion. It's okay. We just need you to throw all the customers out of the store and lock the doors, and we're going to talk about your severance package.
That's not how business operates.
Well, you don't know how things work at the corporate office. Stupid. Okay. That's crazy. That's like every store we talked to on our last show, everyone agreed that it was Fusion. Because like I called up stores and I got them to do wacky things and they always asked me the password and I said Fusion and they're like, sure, that's correct. You're right. So I think he had it backwards. I think the new one is Cactus. So apparently stars have aligned or something. Something with the universe. I don't know. But Radio Shack's latest password of the week is Cactus. Or maybe last week it was. I don't know. Sloth says maybe it's someone in IT doing it. They could just be a big fan of phone loser stuff. The N says he hacked it, so it is now Cactus. Good job, The N. The N sicked his botnet on them. Made the word Cactus.
Hello.
Hey, what happened?
I had to get the door, remember? I'm sorry, it happened right then.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Who was sorry, it? Did you try to get me in?
Who was it? No, I didn't.
But I heard that, I heard it.
He confirmed Cactus.
I know, that's awesome.
It may be backwards, like he's saying Cactus was last week's word, but I think he has it messed up. I think it's this week.
I think it's confused because it's like, well, it looked like it was still the same one. Yeah. I think what they did was just moved on to the next on the list, and he's a little confused.
Yeah, but he did say it's because, how did he word it? The reason they changed it is because someone gave up the old password.
Shit.
So it was definitely our fault that they have a new password, and it's really fucked up if it's Cactus.
You think they've been listening? Like,
it could just
corporate?
Be a coincidence, I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. We shut down stores. We got one to do a shopping spree.
We got a lady to show up with the police. Well, suppose, remember, the lady's like, I'm coming down with the cops.
Had that lady flipping all the breakers. I'm in the dark.
I'm in the dark now. We told her to take phones and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I didn't tell you, or maybe I did tell you this, but one of the listeners of that show where we did that, this girl lives in that town, and she drove by and she took a picture of that store, of it being closed down.
Excellent.
And she said it didn't last very long. So like she drove by a little bit later and it was opened up again.
But
she actually got a picture of it opened and closed that day, like within hours of our call.
That's awesome.
And I was trying to find that and I couldn't find it. Because I was thinking it'd be funny to call that store manager back and just be like, LOL.
I tried to go by, it was closed. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, but oh well.
I wonder if she got in trouble.
I hope not.
What, are they going to fire her?
I don't think so, because I did the entire city after, because I didn't want her to get in trouble, so I did every other Radio Shack in that city. And I failed with them all, I think, but at least I tried, so.
I know, but that points out she was the only one.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I say we close down as many as possible this week. Today.
Okay. Yeah.
It's another Radio Shack or a Radio Shack customer?
I say we do customer.
Okay. Let me do some caller ID magic stuff.
Cactus.
My caller ID change-o-matic.
The irony is insane about that. Like, that's of all the passwords to choose, I don't know. They'll never think of Cactus. Who would think of that?
G-Ad's messaging me. He's like, what the fuck? It's cactus that can't be.
Oh, my God. They chose the one worst word they could have chosen.
Maybe it was... Maybe they listened to that episode of the show, and it was just on their mind because of the intro.
Maybe.
The Snowplow Show intro. So maybe... Well, let's make it this word.
The intro that's the word that's repeated 20, 30 times.
That's just that's so weird. I'm blown away if that's okay.
The next one will be Horsey Cat.
I feel like corporate's just fucking with us, making the...
I think they're feeding us fake returns. This is the company whose ex CEO lied on his resume about his college degrees.
I didn't hear about that.
Then again, so did Yahoo's.
You
Hello?
Have reached Digital 42 Technologies what? And Rosso's Research Laboratories. It is I. It is me.
Whoa.
Steve Bigfoot? Rosso's.
This guy's really high on himself.
The guy who answers his own phone and in the digital realm. But here's a digitized version of myself. I'm busy engaging in other forms of temporal time travel. So, at the proper prompting, go ahead and speak your voice into the digital buffer, and at some relativistic point in what you perceive as your future, I will retrieve it in real time, which will, of course, be your past, and return that signal promptly.
Okay. All right.
Time is relative.
I want the weed that he smokes.
Oh, good.
He said he's
on a spiritual path.
He said he's in an electronics store or something, but he was buying a tablet at Radio Shack.
Does it make any sense?
I feel really relaxed now for some reason.
Payments kicking in?
No, that guy relaxed me. Stefan.
Thank you for calling Doctor's office.
Yes, hi. I need to speak with Dr. Satui.
Speaking.
Yes, sir. I'm calling from the Radio Shack. You returned a battery here.
Uh huh.
Sir, we can't accept this. You're gonna have to come back and get this.
Why?
We're gonna. You've returned us a battery that's dead. It doesn't have any energy left in it. It's empty.
Yeah, I never used it. The plug didn't fit in my phone.
Yeah, but listen, sir, we tested it here, and the battery's working fine, except that you drained it, and you tried to give us back. That's not...
How could I drain it if it doesn't even plug into the phone?
It doesn't have any charge in it, sir. Don't be ridiculous.
When you buy
the battery sealed, it has a charge.
Wait, don't fucking tell me don't be ridiculous. How can I drain it if I can't plug it in?
Don't curse at me.
So he's not a professional doctor. Using curse words.
Let me look up his name. Where the fuck is he a doctor at?
I'm calling him back for you. Doctors don't say curse words, though.
Yes?
Yeah, what kind of shitty doctor are you? Dick sucking or something?
Oh, I'm a great doctor. What kind of a piece of shit are you?
Yeah, what are you, a Cairo or something? Oh, crack your back. Give me
money. Pull your head out of your ass. That's why you're at fucking Radio Shack and I'm a doctor.
Damn!
All right, so he's one of those people that looks down on everyone who's not as successful as him.
Wow.
You gotta love people like that.
Everybody.
He's clearly a better person than everyone else. I bet you he's a chiropractor. Are you trying to look him up still?
I found him. He is a chiropractor.
Oh,
motherfucker! I knew it. What a dickhead. What a dick. Yes.
Tell me he's not even a real doctor.
Motherfucker.
He hung up. One last try.
Shit. Chiroplan.
He's ashamed to pick up because he's a chiropractor.
I knew he was a chiro. I could tell with his fucking attitude. Yeah. Same attitude as a fucking crooked lawyer. Car salesman.
Now it's just busy.
Well, I'm a doctor. That's why you're radio show. I'm running a dirty Yelp review as we speak.
I guess we have to give up on the chiropractor, on the pretend doctor.
I'm going to save that doctor. I'm going to talk to him later, another day.
We can call him up a little bit later. I'll call him with a different caller ID.
Hello, Red Kelly.
Oh, hey, this is Dave. I was in there yesterday. I returned some Skullcandy headphones.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I just got the weirdest phone call from your store. They told me...
When today?
Yeah, just now. Like, they told me Skullcandy is like a little girl's brand of headphones. And then I should...
Nobody called out. We've been too busy to call.
They said I should buy more manly headphones.
It wasn't from the store.
Oh. Did
you check the caller ID?
Yeah. I hit the number on the caller ID. That's how I called you. It had your number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't us, sir.
Well, how could it be from your store?
I've been too busy.
It doesn't make sense. It came from your store?
No, I'm the only guy on the floor, so it positively couldn't be the store.
Oh, okay. Incidentally, also, I'm actually working the corporate office here with Radio Shack.
Okay, uh-huh.
And, it seems like they're expediting the closures, and we just got the facts, and your store is actually going to be closing effective immediately.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. No, not at all. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this. I'm sorry it has to be over the phone.
Oh, well, hold on a second. Okay, I got to go. Okay, hang on.
You're going? What?
3769.
No, you can't ring up customers.
Want to put down the card?
Yes. Kick him out.
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead. Hold on a second. Let me finish up.
Wait. You can't finish. Your store's closed. You need to send that customer out. Tell him no sale.
Okay.
Not listening to me.
4489.
4489. Is that a PIN number of some sort?
The last four in the
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No worries. Okay.
He said last four of something.
4489? Yeah.
With a card.
Thanks for that, manager.
Just give it up.
I wonder if there's a Radio Shack boardroom right now. They're sitting around a table and they're like listening to the show.
Okay.
Smoking cigarettes.
That would be amazing.
You're good to go. Yeah.
Like Batman. So stuck in that era. I mean, the story.
Okay. Here we go. Thank you. Who is this?
My name is Dave. I'm from the corporate office.
Dave, yeah, Dave. You don't sound like a Dave.
Yeah. Guess who's going to be laughing when your store closes today?
Okay.
Not going to be you.
Okay.
Okay, but listen.
Is that it?
No, you need to send everyone out of the store.
Sure.
And no more customers today, and we need to go down.
Go
through the closer.
You don't sound like a man.
Yeah.
Sure.
Listen,
sure.
If you don't believe me, I have the password of the week.
Yeah, sure. I'll see you later.
It's Cactus. Cactus Fusion.
Bye.
No, you won't.
I was hoping he'd tell me other people had called him with the same sort of complaints, but nope.
Yeah.
We're done with that store.
Hooray!
I only have, like, three others, I guess.
No.
Someone bought a VHS tape adapter.
What?
I don't know.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, does that mean, like, the VHS-C? You know, the little compact VHS things that goes inside a normal-sized VHS?
Yeah, like those the camcorders would have, right? Maybe? Oh, my God.
I used to have one of those. I had a VHS-C player, recorder, a camera, I mean.
Oh, shit.
Should we just move on straight to those?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Today, store managers were told to ship big-ticket items to more profitable locations. To bring that up.
What? Is that true?
Yep. That's what I'm looking at here.
On Consumerist or something?
An article out of Fort Worth where the corporate office is.
Oh, okay.
On the Harrison Daily. I never heard of this.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
XYZ just quoted that article you're talking about. It says, half a dozen store managers told the AP they were instructed not to talk about the company's dire financial straits.
Oh, well. Too bad we got the password. I was thinking, I wanted to call a Radio Shack out of concern for continuing support for my TRS-80. What will I do?
One of the older ones or a color computer?
I don't know. The TRS-80, which one was? That was the first black and white one, right?
Yeah, well, they had those big ones that were, you know, the screen and the keyboard all built in. And just
Yeah, that's this one, I think. It almost looked like an old black and white TV.
For me, the TRS-80 is those white computers that hook up to your TV, the color computer, too. That's what I used to have. You couldn't do anything with them. Like, they're just shit.
Really?
I mean, I loved it at the time. It was amazing, but...
Came out in 77, discontinued in 81. Huh.
Yeah, the one you're thinking of, that's the one before the color computer, too.
Probably. I had a Z80 microprocessor, yes, though. Starting to realize what's up.
Oh, man, this next one, it sounds like such an 80s thing. It's a Timex radio clock.
Actually, I've got one of those.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Miss Mary?
Who's calling?
My name is Rex. I'm calling from Radio Shack, where you've returned a Timex radio clock.
Right, uh-huh. Where are you calling from?
I said I'm from Radio Shack, where you returned a Timex radio clock.
Right, I mean, are you with the Radio Shack here in...
Yes, and...
Okay, that's where you work.
Yeah, what's with the questions?
Because we received a call last night at 11 o'clock at night, and I was wondering why anyone would call at that time of night. I don't know if it was you.
No, well, we're currently in the final, we're currently going through Chapter 11 bankruptcy, probably converting to Chapter 7, so we're working overtime. The bankruptcy judge said that this needs to get done before the end of the week. Uh-huh. And we have to take care of all these bad customers that screwed things up for us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a bad customer.
Yeah, well, this Timex radio clock that you returned?
Right, uh-huh.
I opened it up to see what's wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Except
no,
for the
there wasn't anything wrong with it.
You put a used condom inside the...
We couldn't understand how to make the volume up and down, so it wasn't what I wanted. So
yeah,
I
but
returned
you,
it.
Can you shut up for a second? You put a used condom inside the little compartment. I wanted to get the used condom part out.
Did she really say that she didn't understand how to work the volume on her radio?
That she wanted one with a volume. I think your radio would have that. That's up there with a power button and an internal antenna. How does it go?
Hello.
Yes, I was just speaking to a very rude lady who hung up the phone on me, nasty
don't
woman.
Don't give me that crap. You the
what?
Rude one, and you quit calling here, okay?
Listen, you put a used condom in this radio clock. Was it yours? Because she's a woman. She doesn't use a condom. The man does.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I think, there it goes.
There they go.
So, I don't remember.
Call back here, motherfucker.
Should I call back, or...
Yeah.
Are we finished?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You this time, though. Be manager.
Okay.
Is Morgan around her? She's really good at these calls.
Oh, man. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm the district manager here for Radio Shack. And we
can't hear you.
This is Roy. I'm the district manager for Radio Shack.
Okay.
And you've been hanging up on my store managers.
What? I can barely hear you.
Why not? Why don't you turn up your hearing aid, stupid? Did you hear that?
You know,
I heard that, you damn smart ass.
We can call the police if you call.
Shut up, bitch!
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
You
I'm not deaf like
anymore.
Your husband. But, okay, sir, now that the bitch is gone, can you hear me? He probably couldn't hear because she picked up the phone, and you know that like that makes the sound level go down a little bit.
Oh, man, it just messes with the hearing aid. It's like, in his ear. Guy probably wet his pants.
So, I don't remember those two people being called last night, but apparently they were.
I think they had a missed call, maybe?
No, she said, like, someone was... I thought she said someone was rude to her last night.
Oh.
I don't know. But if anyone wants to hear that, there's podcast feeds on prankcallnation.com for the science show is what you want to hear.
Listen, that reminds me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I am uploading this week's shows. I'm sorry I've been sick, a little bit behind. Neon is very pissed off at me about this thing.
I'm working on it as we speak. I'm multitasking. I'm eating Chinese, doing prank calls, and uploading podcasts. Thank you.
I think your full attention should go to the show, though.
It is.
Fuck uploading podcasts. God damn it.
The podcasts are third in that list, actually, technically.
Do you have separate podcast feed for each show, or do you just have the one for all the shows?
Everyone has a separate podcast feed. No one really knows. Neon is the only one taking advantage of that. She took her separate feed and sent it to iTunes. So she's actually listed on the iTunes store as Neon Knights Podcast. Yeah, but anyone, all you got to do is... I think all you do is change the last part of the link to whatever the host's name is.
I'm subscribed to the entire thing, like, you know, all the shows feed.
So
I get everything, because I miss a lot of shows, and that way I can just listen whenever. But Sloth Show was last night. It's the science show. What is last night?
Thursday.
February 12th, 2015. Go listen to that show, and there was some awesome Radio Shack customer calls last night, and apparently that lady we just talked to was in it. No idea what happened, but...
I don't know. It's on a showreel. It's always on a showreel if it's on the podcast, so it's out there.
But doesn't the showreel get deleted?
As soon as I make sure it's 100% on the podcast, then I clear it out.
Fuck the showreel.
Fuck it.
Podcast feeds.
Yeah.
Fuck the Mixler.
Yeah.
Mixler is so 2014.
Yeah.
HDMI to composite adapter thing. Do you want this one?
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Christy.
Yeah.
Can you not yell on the phone, please?
Pardon me, sweetheart.
Can you not yell into the phone, please?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm at a pep rally.
I don't care. My name is Rex. I'm calling from Radio Shack. You returned an HDMI to composite cable?
Yes.
Wow. There's nothing wrong with this stupid cable. Why did you return it?
The cable, one of the ends was messed up on it, and it wouldn't work in the two days.
Yeah? Can you tell those kids in the background to shut the fuck up, please?
I'm going to have to call you back. I'm at my son's pep rally.
Tell everyone to shut the fuck up! Tell them to shut their fucking mouth. Damn.
We got spirit. Yes,
right there. Oh, man. That was the best.
Fuck that noise. Literally.
I'm just deleting her. She doesn't need a callback later. Oh, I learned a new buzzword from Radio Shack yesterday. It's people who aren't... They're not a manager. They're not an assistant manager. You know, they have no authority or anything. They call
peasant.
Them...
Peasant?
Huh?
Peasant?
Yeah, well, sort of... Actually, I don't even know what it means, so you might be right. They're called the PIC.
Uh-huh.
So peasant in charge is my guess is what that means.
Let's find out.
No, I mean, it's probably person in charge. That's all I can think of. But that's who I kept talking to PICs last night.
Yeah, weird.
It seems like a lot of the PICs don't have access to the lockbox to get the return receipts out for me.
Thanks for holding this, Nate.
Hello, Nate. This is Roy from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm kind of surprised you're there today. Is your store open?
Yeah, we're open.
Oh, okay, because your store was scheduled for closure yesterday. Yesterday was supposed to be the last day the store was open.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be open today.
Okay.
Do you have any customers in there right now?
Let me ask, what was your name?
My name is Roy.
And where are you located?
I'm in Fort Worth in the corporate office.
Okay, what's the store password?
Cactus. I know they changed it yesterday. It used to be Fusion, so I don't know if you got the update.
Yeah, that's not it here. Yeah, that's not it.
Well, is it Fusion still?
What were you calling in regards to?
Is it still Fusion?
What were you calling in regards to?
Well, you need to close down your store. You need to send all the customers home and close it down.
And what was your name?
It's still Roy for the third time now. It's Roy.
What was the last
name? It's fucking Roy. God damn it.
Have a good day.
But the password's Fusion, right? Or is it Cactus? Yeah, we're getting conflicting reports from all these stores about today's password.
No, I think it is Cactus.
It's got to be, because at least three stores now have confirmed Cactus. So here's a Radio Shack for you to you know, you said you wanted to ask about your TRS-80?
Yeah, I'll stop saying it. She gets so into Lady Gaga. She's like the new Michael Jackson.
That's true.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack. Kuda speaking.
Yes, hi. Are you going to be closing this store? Because I'm a little concerned about something I bought from Radio Shack quite some time ago that you guys have been supporting.
Yeah, we're closing it.
What? You are? When? How? Look, I have a TRS-80. Do you know what that is?
Is that like the power horn?
No, it's not. Is there a man there that works that might know?
No.
Oh, you're by yourself and you're like a black woman?
What?
You're like a black woman that works there by herself?
Why does that matter?
Because you're not, you don't know anything about computers. I bought this machine back in 1978.
You can't tell me what I don't know. Alright, you're dismissed.
Dismissed!
You just got dismissed, Carlito.
Yes, dismissed. You are dismissed.
Shakuta dismissed you.
What kind of name is Shakuta?
I've never heard that before. I love it. Is the TRS-80, is that the bullhorn?
What the fuck? Yeah, that's it, honey. Yeah.
Radio Shack Forest Drive, this is Cindy.
Yes, hi, Cindy. I'm a little bit concerned with the closures that are coming up. Is this store going to be closing also?
Yes, sir.
How long do I have? Because I bought a computer from Radio Shack. And I'm concerned about being able to get replacement parts and support and repair for it. That's not fair.
Yes, sir. I understand. Some stores will still be open. I can tell you the ones that will still be open. The one in West Columbia, the one in Lexington, and the one in Camden.
Those are all too far away from me. Shit, damn it. I have a TRS-80 computer that I bought in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
I run TRS-DOS on it. I program everything in BASIC on that computer. And you're going to tell me now that you're not going to support it? Just meaning, and this thing is only, how old is it now? It's only 30-something years old. That's not fair.
I know. Same with us here losing our jobs. So they just tell us that they're going to close all the Radio Shacks. But, I mean, I can't do anything about it. That's a corporate decision they made.
It's a bullshit decision. Can you tell me what items you have that I can maybe stock up on? Do you have any copies of Windows for TRS-80 there, for Z80 processors?
No. The only thing we have are just regular computer cables now. We sold out of everything.
You just have computers? This is a cable store now?
Yes. It's like we just have cables and portable hard drives.
Do you have Tandy OS version 1.3?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you have a, I don't know, do you have a bathroom?
Let's see. Basically, everything we have out here is just cables.
All right, but can I use the bathroom? Can I take the bathroom, buy it, take a big shit in it? Don't go. I'm sorry. Cactus. Jesus. I can't do that with no one's gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm gonna
That's
let that
true.
Go. It'd be funny if someone was like, no, we haven't supported that for like the last 50 years, 30 years. Sorry.
Hey, would a Radio Shack like in a mall, would they have a bathroom in there? Or do you think they just use the mall's bathroom?
No, they all have their own bathroom. They just never let anyone use it.
I'm wondering, okay, if I go into a Radio Shack and I'm like, hey, I need to use your bathroom. Cactus. Fusion. Would they let me in?
I'm pretty sure all those units. Well, I mean, make it a generalization, but I would be sure, be certain. Yeah, I think it's probably like an OSHA thing, right?
I don't know. I've worked in mall stores, like I've worked like in mall fast food places. They never had bathrooms.
Well, the fast food, I don't think so.
Yeah, they're in the food court. I mean, it's right.
Yeah,
next
those
to the
guys
bathroom.
Are using the bathroom. Yeah. But.
Hey, want to hear something wacky about TRS-80s?
Yeah.
Okay, like 10 years ago. I still had my old TRS-80 color computers, you know,
really?
Sitting around in the basement. I had all these accessories and stuff, and I sold them on eBay, and they actually went for a lot of money. I mean, not a lot of money, but, you know, like $20 and $30 per accessory.
Yeah.
Like, they're really valuable, apparently.
Yeah, because they're hard to get.
Yeah, and this one guy, he bought up most of it, And I started talking to him, like, what do you do with all this stuff? Because I saw his other auctions on eBay, and he purchased a ton of TRS-80 equipment. And he said he actually used them in his everyday, day-to-day life. Like, he had hard drives hooked up to him, and he had them on the internet. He said he did his banking with this TRS-80.
Well, it's safe. Like, harder to get into.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
That just seems insane to me. Like, that was 2004 or 2005, and he was doing his banking on a TRS-80, on an 80s computer.
Well, all the U.S. missile silos still use, like, 30-year-old technology because it makes them safer, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it's just weird. Weird, damn it.
Damn it.
What else? What other old things does Radio Shack have that we could try and get support for?
What did Radio Shack do? They had that robot. What was it called? Robbie the robot?
Oh, yeah, Robbie. Is that the coin robot, or is that something else?
Oh, I don't remember.
What is Rex? You keep saying Rex. Is that some Radio Shack term?
No, I'm just name Rex is funny.
You should be Robbie.
Robbie. Robbie the robot.
I should get a robot voice and be like, this is Robbie from the corporate office. You're closing today.
Was it Robbie? I think Robbie the robot was from that one movie, that old Star Trek, before Star Trek movie.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty sure Robbie was the, are you talking about the space shuttle movie?
Forbidden Planet.
Space Camp. Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Forbidden Planet, yeah.
R-O-B-I-E the robot.
That's where that classic 50s robot came from.
Yeah, he
was in Gremlins.
Yeah, Robbie the Robot Radio Shack Bank. Yeah, it was the coin thing. Yeah, talking Radio Shack Bank from the 80s.
Should ask if we can get some replacement gears for that.
I know there was the Battery of the Month Club. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember when I was going through all my TRS-80 stuff, one of my folders, I like software folders and stuff, and I still had my Radio Shack Battery Club thing in there. My membership card, but
how'd that work? You just like get really into batteries or something? I never understood that.
Yeah, you go into Radio Shack once a month and they give you a free battery. Like no strings attached. You just go in there and get your battery.
Cool.
That's kind of awesome. I guess
random just, battery.
Yeah, get people into their stores by giving them a free battery.
That's cool.
Yeah. I got one every month for a long time when I was really young. Huh. I'm calling the same one that you just called.
First computer I ever used was a IBM PC Junior.
Radio Shack Forest Drive.
Hello, this is Michael from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hi.
Hi, are you just doing the wrap-up inventory there for the closure?
Inventory? No. Yeah,
you're not open, are you? You're not supposed to, yesterday was supposed to be the last day the store is open.
No, we're still opened.
Oh, no, they're, yeah, you were closed yesterday.
I didn't know that. Our manager didn't tell us anything.
Oh, is he there right now?
No, she's not here right now. She is off.
Are there any customers in the store?
Yes, we do. We have customers in the store.
Could you have them leave? Because we're not allowed to sell anything more today.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay, yeah, just lock the doors and tell them to please leave.
Thanks for harness the toy. How may I help you?
Hey, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why she put you on the phone. Is this the manager or something?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. She told me the manager was out for the day.
No, the manager's not here. I'm her assistant manager.
Oh, so you're not the manager. Yeah, the store's supposed to be closed yesterday. Like, it shouldn't be open right now.
No, we didn't get that. No, we didn't get that information.
Oh, yeah, the district manager should have told you that.
You sure that you called the right store?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that one was supposed to be closed as of yesterday. So basically, we need you to ask those customers to leave and maybe get the doors locked.
Okay.
And I can hold while you do that.
And what's your name?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
Oh. Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. I'm bored.
Oh, bored.
Haha, Axpa lost his Fitbit at the gym today.
Fitbit. Hey, everybody, I work out. Let me spend all this money so you can see it.
Roy? Serious.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just talked to my DM, and he said that he didn't have any recollections of that.
Well, he's a stupid bitch. No, you're supposed to be closed today. Like, he should have told you this.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Say that again?
Just, like, are there customers in the store? We need you to ask them to leave immediately.
Okay, can I get your number?
Yeah, it's area code 214-479.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you say your name is Roy?
Yep.
Okay, I'll have my DM call you, okay?
Okay, in the meantime, can you just make everyone leave the store?
Not until my DM calls me back.
And do you have the password for the week?
Sorry, say that again?
The password of the week?
Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah, it's Cactus.
Okay.
Please confirm, is that the correct password?
Okay, give me one second.
Okay. I learned how to hack a Fitbit.
Really?
Yeah, you masturbate a bunch.
That's how you jack one.
Oh, this is taking forever to confirm the password.
I should get a Fitbit. That one makes sense. Big fat guy with a Fitbit.
If you go to the gym, though, do you really need a Fitbit? Because it just tracks steps to make sure you're going the right, you know, as many steps as you need to a day.
Well, I think you log calorie intake and stuff like that, too.
Well, yeah, you can do that on the Fitbit app. But
you do that on your phone.
Yeah, the Fitbit itself, it doesn't track calories.
It's like a pedometer. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless he's got the one with the heart rate, and that's kind of cool, but does it really matter?
Yeah. Well, my doctor the other day, she had one on. Remember when I went to that appointment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, is that a Fitbit or a Samsung? And she's like, oh, that's a... Well, she said it was a Garmin version of the Fitbit. I'm like, oh, Garmin?
I tried the Garmin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was neat because like, it only needs the battery replaced once a year as opposed to Fitbits every week. You recharge it. The Garmin didn't have a rechargeable battery. I don't think. And the display stays on like all the time, and it just shows you the time. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how they manage that.
We'll see what Apple Watch says to all that shit.
It's like the old style watches. She hung up.
She heard us. We just got bored of it.
I don't know. They were talking about Fitbits. But yeah, I remember watches like a long time ago. Your battery lasted 5 or 7 years or something.
Yeah. Then the perpetual motion ones or whatever they were that you don't have to wind at all.
Yeah, I never had one of those. But I just thought it was cool that the Garmin, they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're making the batteries last for over a year.
Yeah. I used to always wear G-Shocks. I love G-Shocks because I wear mine during football practice in high school. I could have worn them during games and get in trouble.
Get in trouble for what?
For wearing anything. Like, you can't wear... In football games, we couldn't wear jewelry or anything like that.
They're afraid you're going to, like, hurt somebody.
To get hurt, yeah.
It makes sense, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I always wore my little crucifix thing under my uniform and I didn't give a shit.
You rebel.
Well, Jesus is on my side.
That's how you won all your games.
Yeah, I won all the games. Not another long distance company. Always calling to save me dough. How's your savings? Ours go farther. We can switch you if you just say so. Call your mother, she might listen. I don't need you to waste my time. My phone is perfect, never better. Friends and family are doing just fine. Well, they promise I can reach the world. I'm busy, we're eating. You call a total sentence is fine. I'm sleeping, I work late. You bug me to death, you people are slime.
I wish you'd stop calling.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
Hello, everyone. This is Brad Carter. I have taken us out of live show mode from earlier today, and we are now in pre-recorded post-production show mode from after the live show. And as I was editing this, I was thinking, you know, what you guys really miss when I make these 2 and 3 hour long shows for you to listen to? You miss the voicemails. What's a snowplow show without voicemails? And I want to make everyone happy, so is what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play some voicemails. Because that's what you're really here for, right? Let's take a quick break, play a few voicemails, and then we'll get back to the live show. By the way, I have edited both sections of the show, parts 1 and part 2, and I have removed more than an hour of show. Me and Carlito did about 3.5 hours of show, and I took more than an hour out of it. Just phones ringing, calls that didn't work out, stuff like that. I spent about another 3.5 hours after the show editing all of that stuff out so that it would be more fun for you guys to listen to. So you're welcome. And that leaves plenty of space for me to play a few voicemails
here. Hey, what's up there? It's Peter Griffin here.
Hey, Peter.
Big fan of the show, big fan. Story and Lois like it, and, you know, that Meg character, she likes it too, and, Chris masturbates to it, so, yeah.
Yes.
Enjoying the show. Big fan, been listening for a while. Hope you enjoy. And, big fan. Bye. Love you. Cactus.
Okay. Peter Griffin, everyone. No idea Peter Griffin was listening to the show. That's awesome.
Hey, Roy. So I have been inspired, and as we speak, I am signing up to be a Patreon supporter for the Phone Losers of America.
Woo-hoo!
I have decided to give $3.14, which is an approximation of pi, and I enjoy that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I didn't know what $3.14 was a reference to, so thank you for clearing that up.
Wait, fuck, there was something else. Shit. What was it?
Okay, I stopped his voicemail because it was just another 30 seconds of him trying to remember what he wanted to say to me. But thank you for the Patreon contribution. And of course, this is as good a time as any to ask listeners to please support the show and everything PLA does by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus, and you too can sign up for a $3.14 monthly contribution to the show. In return, you get access to the high-quality feed, which you can't really even tell the difference between the qualities because it's just talking, it's phone calls. You're not going to notice, but it's in stereo, so that's nice. During the few times that a song is played, you also get access to the secret feed, which has upwards of one secret show per year on it so far. I really need to get to work on that. I need to make some more secret shows to entice people to subscribe. I should just make this one a secret show. Yeah.
Hey, Brad. We had a little bit of a misunderstanding. And, it's okay. I don't mind. But first of all, I should have clarified. This is Gloria's boyfriend, and I'm just that. I'm not Gloria. Yeah. So, you know, if you could please stop referring to me as Gloria, it'd be nice. I'm not even a fake Gloria. I'm just a real boyfriend. So, there's that. Anyway.
Okay, that's enough of that one. It's just another minute of him rambling about things. At least I listened to it, though, okay? That's all that matters. I listened to it.
Hey, Roy. This is your Uncle Scott.
Hey, Uncle Scott.
I just wanted to...
Just what I was hoping for, a minute and a half of Uncle Scott.
Tell you that me and your Aunt Kelly are very disappointed in you. Roy, I'm just going to lay it on the line for you right now. You don't make enough episodes for me and your Aunt Kelly to support you on Patreon. It'd be different if you were doing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or even doing an episode every day of the week. But you don't even make enough. You don't make enough episodes for us to do. Even support you for 25 cents, you ain't worth it.
Good.
And I know
whatever.
I'm not the only listener and fan who thinks this. You're behind on requests. You're behind on prank calls and songs, you name it.
Behind on sponsors.
You need to catch up, Roy. Please. Because if you don't, we're going to stop listening to the show altogether.
And behind on voicemails.
You hear me, boy? You know I love you very much.
Don't cry, Uncle
Scott.
No,
I love you. And I don't want to have to stop listening to you. I have your picture on my wall.
Of course you do.
And I pray to it before I go to bed. You know I love you. Me and your Aunt Kelly both love you, buddy. We're proud of you, but please step up to the plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Please do more episodes.
I'll get to it.
Love you, buddy.
You know, I think this week should count as an episode every day, because me and Carlito did that show on Tuesday that was, I don't remember, was that about 3 hours long? I edited a lot off of that show, too. Not as much as off of today's, but I did take away a lot off of that show, so I don't remember how long it is. But it was 2 hours or so. This one's 2 hours or so. That equals about 4 days, maybe five. So I basically did a show every single day this week. God damn it.
Hey, Brad, it's Liz.
Liz.
Your female fan base is probably going to triple in the next few months.
Oh, shit.
So get ready.
So instead of three, I'm going to have 9 females listening. That's going to be great.
I don't know if that'll bring it up to, but get ready. I put a sticker in the university bathroom here.
Oh, yeah.
On the tampon machine.
That'll do it.
And there's already a sticker there. So, well, not a sticker. It was a piece of paper that was, like, scotch taped. So it didn't even look real, but it said voice activated on it, as if anyone would fall for that. But
I bet you did.
Of a woman yelling at the tampon machine.
Admit it, you fell for it, Liz.
Made me tee-hee a little bit. So I put a PLA sticker next to it, because that's the kind of humor that a PLA fan would have. Well, I liked it anyway. So yeah, I'm sure those college ladies, you know, when they see it, they're going to flock to the internet after they pee and shit and stuff. So you're
welcome. I can't wait.
Bye.
What a nice thought. Girls shitting and peeing and listening to the Snowplow Show. Thanks, Liz.
Hey, Roy, this is Officer Stanley here at the Gloria Hole Police Department. We've been receiving some complaints that you've been making some prank calls lately. You need to stop it. No.
Crap. I knew I shouldn't prank people in the Glory Hole Police District. Okay, that's enough voicemails, I guess. I've made you all suffer long enough, so let's get back to the live show. With me and Carlito. So here's one that didn't answer last night. This is one I got last night still, so it's not too old. This is Margaret HDMI converter. They sell a lot of HDMI converters, I've noticed.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Margaret.
Hello?
Is that Margaret Gibson?
Yes.
Yes, hi, I'm calling. My name is Rex. Yes. I'm calling from Radio Shack, where you're exchanged for an HDMI converter.
Right.
Yeah, what? There's no reason down here for your exchange. What happened? I have to put this down on the computers.
We got the 3-color one, and it wouldn't work, so we had to get the 5-color one.
Oh, so you made
a exchange.
So you guys made a stupid mistake?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, let me. Should I? Because that's what I'm going to put down, that the customer was stupid and made a mistake.
Yeah, I guess you can put that down.
Okay.
What is your name, by the way?
Oh, Rex.
What is your name, by the way?
Rex. I'm Rex. How you doing, honey?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. But I've done talked to Radio Shack today.
What?
I have done talked to Radio Shack today.
And what happened?
And I've been told about the episode we had last night.
Yeah, and what? Yeah, because I'm here now. They explained that all to me, too. They said that you were really rude to that person on the phone last night. They told me when I came in this morning that you were really rude and nasty and you said vulgar things.
Hmm. Not me. The other person.
You offered to massage the person.
I wish you would have my number and hush.
You offered to massage the person with oil and powder?
Wow, you've gotten hushed and you've gotten dismissed today.
You hush. I want to be called Big Jerk like you did.
Yeah. I still have you beat on that part.
Yeah, you do. I don't know. Dismissed, though? Being dismissed?
Yeah, I've never gotten dismissed. And I've never been hushed, that I can remember.
Shush.
You're dismissed.
I don't even know what happened last night.
Well, it looks like these next two, we definitely already reached them. But I just kept them because they were kind of funny. But this first guy, Eddie, smart charger for the iPhone. And my note says, we called him and he was old and confused.
I think I remember Eddie.
Okay.
I think he's been called a few times. You take him, though.
Okay. The end says you can hack a Fitbit by just setting it on the washing machine. But okay. Then you don't get to masturbate.
Hello.
Hi, is this Eddie?
Yes.
Hey, Eddie. It's Dave from the Radio Shack.
Hi, Dave from the Radio Shack.
Hi, Eddie. So I guess you talked to some of our employees last night, and they were kind of rude to you about your iPhone lightning cable.
Yes. At 11 o'clock and at midnight.
Okay. So did you sleep okay after that, though? Like, did you sleep in a little bit this morning?
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Did you have good dreams, at least?
I guess.
What'd you dream about?
Big dicks.
Oh, nice. That's what I dreamed about, too. That's what a coincidence. You're the best, Eddie. I love you.
I love you back.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to get anywhere with trolling you because you're too awesome, so I'll just let you go, I guess.
Okay.
Did you call Radio Shack and yell at them at all?
No.
Oh. Don't do that, please. I don't want to get fired.
Well, I thought you might have been cute.
Yeah. I am.
You're awesome.
Yeah. Come in sometime and maybe we can exchange goods for services.
Oh, wow. I like that.
All right. See you soon.
Which Radio Shack are you at?
Oh, I'm over on Street.
The gay one.
Okay, that's the one I come to.
Of course. How else would I have your number?
Tractor Supply.
Yeah. All right, bye, Eddie.
Okay.
Bye. Just hang up.
That guy's awesome. What were you dreaming at all, big dudes?
I remember him now.
Oh, shit.
All right, and then there's this one. This is also from JAG TV. This is Veronica. She got a GigaWire USB kit with 6 adapters, and my note says she answered and got really pissed.
Nice.
You want to call and apologize to her?
Yeah.
Okay. Her name's Veronica.
She should have gotten monster cables.
Hello.
This is Connor.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Rex. I'm calling from Radio Shack. I'm calling to apologize. I guess you received a verbal confrontation last night or yesterday from one of our associates.
Three of them, yes.
Three of them? Three calls or three people?
They had me on a three-way or something. There was two guys and a girl.
Okay, and they were just jerking off around you or... What happened exactly?
They were cussing me. They were pretending to be the store manager, Mr. Newman, and everything. Because what it is I had came in Tuesday, purchased a 6-piece USB, and I returned it yesterday because it wasn't what I needed. Okay. And they called me at 10:58, 10:59, 12:06, I think it was, and 12:09 last night.
Okay.
So they called me four different times, telling me that I was nothing but an F and B, that they wanted their F and money back, and everything else.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So F and B.
I've already been in contact with a lawyer. Do what?
They said effing like the whole way, like F-U-C, like the whole thing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, like completely harassing me.
Okay. Because Mr. Newman, he is actually, he's not a manager, but he is a worker here for the company. I'm with the district manager's office. He tried to make a complaint on you, which I don't buy at all. I mean, I could read you the minutes of this complaint. He said something.
I actually called non-emergency last night and filed a harassment report. As soon as the report's ready, I will be turning it in to corporate because something's going to be done.
Yeah, well, he said that you had your sexual organs out on the phone and you were telling him these things.
No, absolutely not. I was in bed. Yeah. I have the phone records on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Did you put the phone anywhere near your private parts? Is that correct? Or should I?
No, I did not. they were actually goofing off talking about Quagmire and that they wanted their effing quackity quack quack back and everything else.
What? These kids are insane. We've suspended them with pay right now. We may have to go ahead and suspend them without pay. They are still receiving their pay.
How did you hear
now.
About it?
Well, I got the morning report. We got a huge complaint here regarding some phone calls that were being made by some of our associates. They were joking around. The call was recorded at the store. We found out the employees who had access
to the store
to
try and make contact.
That's not the it was.
The what?
What did you say, honey? I'm sorry.
There was actually an officer went out to the store at 12:30 this morning trying to make contact with whoever it was that was harassing me.
Yeah, well, they're already suspended with pay, so that's why you weren't able to get anything out of that. You understand? So
I mean, how it's okay for them to look up my personal information because they called me by name, mm-hmm. they had my cell phone number, and everything.
Well,
and
because I guess you might have, did you return something or did you buy something? I think what happened is that they're upset. I don't know if you knew, but we're in the middle of Chapter 11 right now, possibly going over to a Chapter 7 even sooner than we expected. Mm-hmm. And they were upset about, I guess, your shitty attitude. I'm sorry, that's what I'm reading off the paper.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'll read it here. Mr. Newman said, I was upset about her blankety-blank attitude during the return.
Okay, first off, I didn't even deal with any of them. I actually dealt with Barry whenever I went in for my return. He was sweet as he could be, as was I.
Okay, and there was nothing where you were, he said, I mean, his report goes further saying that you were showing a lot of cleavage, you were tossing your hair.
No,
nothing like that.
You can contact Mr. himself.
Yeah. He's an angel.
That's who I dealt with. I didn't see anybody else in the store. Yeah.
He's a sexual offender. I mean, we do know he's registered as one, but we've never had a problem with him here at all.
Was he one of them that was involved last night?
I mean, this is an ongoing kind of corporate internal investigation. But yeah. Possibly.
Because you can gladly pull the tapes from that store and see exactly what happened.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean,
we try
I don't
to pull
mind
the tapes
to
from
it
the
because
store.
No. Oh my God.
apparently, when we pulled the tapes from the store, we tried to do so, and apparently, what happened is someone swapped out the tapes, the security camera footage, with a hockey game. I guess that they had recorded, so we don't even know what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's disgusting, right? These disgusting people. But you absolutely did not offer oral sex to any of these guys last night?
No, I did not. I have the proof on my phone where they called me. At 10:58, 10:59, okay, mind you, the store closed at 8 o'clock, and these people were literally harassing me in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's usually when oral sex happens. Most often it's during the night, so that's why there was a little bit of concern.
Okay,
that maybe
well, no, none of that happened. I mean, no.
Mm-hmm. You weren't reading passages from the 50 Shades of Grey books out to them over the phone?
No, I was not.
Okay, because one of them said that, I guess you were saying, imagine us in this scene, and you described in detail a scene where Christian Grey goes to
Anastasia.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm 23 years old. I have a 2-year-old son, a 14-week-old baby girl. I'm married. Okay, no.
You didn't mention pulling out a tampon, him pulling out a tampon and throwing it into the garbage can in the bathroom and having his way with you.
What did you say your name was?
Rex. Rex Millionaire.
And what was your last name?
Millionaire.
How do you spell that?
Millionaire, MILLIONAIRE.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. And I will definitely be in contact with my lawyer again. Goodbye.
Hey, you know, 50 Shades of Grey comes out today in movies. You want to maybe go?
How do you spell millionaire?
She'll never know that.
She'll never know what it's like to be like. Damn, things got crazy last night.
Yeah, I don't remember that one at all. Wait, is that... Yeah, maybe I do remember that. I don't know.
I think Jag and Slav called last night.
Yeah.
Must have been.
Yeah, actually, I remember now. I suggested to Sloth that he call that one because she was so bizarre at us.
Funny.
So he called it on his show, too.
Not emergency police for that. She bought it for a while until... the tampon thing, too. She's read those books. Don't give me any shit.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I've been waiting for the movie.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Radio Shack. This is Barry. Can I help you?
Hello, Barry. I was in there yesterday. I returned a thing. And, I don't know. I just got a weird phone call from your store. I don't know what they were talking about.
You got a weird phone call.
Yeah, someone, they said they were Barry. Is this Barry?
I haven't called anybody today from here, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, they told me, like, I returned this GigaWire USB kit, and they told me that they wanted me to come back in the store so they could shove it up my ass.
Well, sir, what you need to do is call whoever your phone service is with, because we've already had some other complaints today about this happening. Oh. There was a lady got phone calls last night. There is supposedly some new app that's out there on cell phones that people are, they can make it look like somebody else's phone number just called you.
Oh.
And you need to call them and give them the time that you received that call, and they can tell you where that call came from.
Oh, okay.
Because what it's doing is it's showing up as the Radio Shack number. We've already had three other people call this morning saying that another lady, and they weren't quite as nice with her. Evidently, they were a little nicer to you, but because we're trying to find out, our district manager wants us to find this out, too, because we're... These calls are coming in now quite frequently that this has happened.
What's the app called? I'd love to do that to someone.
I don't know, but I'm going to have to talk to my manager. I'm thinking about calling the police department, letting them in on this, because this is a business. We can't have this going on.
Oh, yeah, no, it's crazy. It's a new app. It's like a new thing, new technology.
Some app that's out there that, like, instead of when you call somebody, your number showing up, you can enter a phone number, anybody's phone number you want.
Oh, that's so cool. I want to try that. I want to call, like, my brother as the police and tell him we know about his grow operation.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be hilarious. Oh, my gosh. I got to find this app.
I don't know anything about where it's at. You'll find you some teenagers. I'm sure somebody, one of the teenagers, could probably tell you where it's at. I have no idea.
Is it?
I will fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Of course we would.
Oh, geez. All right.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry you got the call, sir.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm going to look in the iPhone store right now for that app.
Thank you.
Change my caller ID.
I'm sorry. I felt the need.
But yeah, sometimes you just got to scream, and then we'll fuck them.
That will fuck them. Yeah. I'm sorry, because last night I ruined a Sloth prank and I felt bad.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
I just came off of me with...
There were so many pranks last night. Who cares?
Yeah, Sloth was like, man, Carlito. I was like, I forgot to mute. No, you didn't. You're right, I didn't. I'm sorry.
So that's everything. That's all the numbers.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Bye, everyone. we can call some more Radio Shacks, though, and just be wacky at them.
See, of course.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Hi, is this is the Radio Shack over on Highway 64, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Yes.
And are you open today? You're not supposed to be open. Yesterday was supposed to be your last day open.
For Highway 64?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, y'all take care. Hold up. Let me let you talk to my boss.
Okay.
All right. Woo-hoo.
Hold on. Hold on.
Holla, 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 holla.
Nah, they think we wanted the Radio Shack.
Listen to that buzzing on the line. They need to buy one of those phone filters from Radio Shack.
Hello.
Hello.
Is my ass is calling?
This is Roy from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hold on. Could you call,
Why? What's that?
That's his, that's Mr. Gary's phone number.
Who the fuck's Mr. Gary?
Hold on just a minute.
Okay. I sure have to hold on a lot.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Oh! How do they count cash?
He got me. They've got an adding machine instead of a cash register.
No, they got those machines to count the bills on, man. They're drug dealers.
Oh, shit. Really? Is that what that is? He's like, crap, it's corporate office. Clean everything up.
Just laundering money through that radio.
They're going to call Mr. Hello? Gary. Hello?
Hello.
What's that noise in the background?
This is Gary. Can I help you?
Oh, hello, Gary. This is Roy from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Your store is supposed to be closed yesterday, as of yesterday at 5:30.
Who said that?
Well, it's you know, you're one of the stores that are closing, and it's the closing date's been expedited, and you're closing. You're not supposed to be open today.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
No, it's not. Don't.
Well, who in the hell has the authority to close me? I am an independent dealer.
Yeah, but we're the corporate office. You can stay open if you want.
I don't give a damn who you are.
You need to take all your Radio Shack signs down. You're no longer a Radio Shack.
I have not received anything in paperwork.
Well, I'm telling you on the phone. Stupid.
I don't give a damn what you're telling me.
Hey, listen, stupid.
Hey, you're the asshole.
Well, how am I an asshole? Because I'm following corporate policy.
What's your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. Can't Radio Shack afford caller ID?
I'm not in a caller ID location right now.
No, that's bullshit.
I'm in a different room.
That doesn't make sense.
What is your name?
Shouldn't there be a caller ID in every room? I mean, goddamn, you sell the fucking things there.
You're a complete idiot. I'm not have to even listen to you.
What?
You ain't a corporation. You ain't nothing. You're just a stupid idiot.
The independent stores can't afford caller ID boxes?
Yes, we have caller ID.
I'll send you one. I'll get one out of my basement.
I'm on
mail it to
you. Phone right now.
What kind of cordless phone doesn't have a caller ID display built into the display?
What is your name?
Like, what the hell? This is Roy for the fifth time.
Roy
Gerbel from the corporate office in Fort Worth.
What office are you working at?
The corporate office in Fort Worth.
Corporate office has many, many different branches to it.
Oh, you don't know how things work. Have you ever been out of the city of Wine, Arkansas?
And that even tells me you're wrong, because you don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce some stupid city in Arkansas. That makes me not believable. There's no way I could be from another state.
Where's your corporate headquarters?
In Fort Worth, you big dummy.
Who is my direct? Who's my? Who's
I don't
my
have to tell
manager?
You shit. I'm not the one on trial here.
Oh shit! That is true, though. There are some franchises out there that are remaining open.
Yeah.
From what I understand, they had to get rid of the Radio Shack name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like the corporate office, like you know, down in Texas, is supposed to know how to pronounce their city.
Right. Dude, I gotta That's a sound effect I gotta get for my pranks. The cash machine.
Are you sure that's what that was? I mean, I have
like
no idea.
I watch a lot of Breaking Bad. That's what it sounded like to me.
This town, it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere. But
there you go.
Yeah, like, okay, I'm zooming in. Yeah, it's one of those one street towns, you know. Or, okay, maybe it's a little bit bigger than that. It's a really small, but just down the road, there's another Radio Shack.
Hmm.
Like, and I see the picture on Street View. It's just like, it's this Radio Shack out in the middle of the desert.
Weird.
Or something.
Something's up.
Yeah.
Like, Arkansas, though, okay. Arkansas desert? Arkansas has a desert?
Well, I just mean out in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's, it's weird.
Okay, and the sticks.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing around it. It's like just concrete and grass around it, and nothing else. Like no other buildings.
Something's not right. That's a fraud.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this place.
I think there might be like a Illuminati base under the ground right there.
Most likely.
And those guys are guarding it.
They're gonna call and warn each other.
You ain't shit.
I think the A team needs to go in there and shut those people down.
Hell yeah, man! A team. If you can afford them.
Shut down their drug business. If you can find them.
What is it, if you can find them? It was never if you can afford them, right? They never did that for money.
I don't know. How'd they make money, then? Did they just steal it all from the military?
Well, I don't know. They're always on the lam.
I remember they always collected the guns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Maybe they sold the guns for money.
So what is it? They raided a bank in Vietnam and but it was actually a theft, and then they got blamed, like they got became pats, like fall guys for it,
something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I never understood the I don't know if I ever watched the pilot episode, if there was one.
Yeah, Face was a bitch. Anyway, I hate that kind of face.
Fuck that asshole. Yeah. Okay. What should we do next? Quit.
No, we don't have to, unless you want to.
No, I don't want to.
I can't quit you. Let's call another store.
Okay, here's another one in Arkansas. This is close to Little Rock, but kind of out a bit.
Arkansas.
Oh, sorry. That proves I'm not from the corporate office. I would know how to pronounce Arkansas.
Radio Shack.
Yes, hello. This is Rex. I'm calling from Fort Worth.
Okay.
I was calling to get a status on the beginning of your closure.
No, it's actually not affecting the store.
Well, you're supposed to be sending all your big ticket items to a different location. It's actually one of the locations in Little Rock.
Okay.
Did they collect the big ticket items yet?
Personally, I don't know anything about it. I'm going to have to go ask.
Okay. Right, well, they should have already picked up the big ticket items, and you were scheduled for closing last night.
All right. Do you know which Radio Shack you're calling to?
Yeah, 1553 on Race Avenue in Searcy.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
All right, give me just
I think
a second.
This might be what the confusion is, because I think the team from corporate sent a van out there and rented two U-Hauls, and they said they could see that it was still open, and they turned around and went to a different location.
Okay, like I said, I don't know anything personally about it. I'm going to have to go ask the owner of the store.
Is he there?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, well, chop chop.
All right.
Did you see DS's robot? She actually has a Robbie robot.
Really?
Yeah, she sent me a picture and I sent you the link.
Oh, cool. I'll check it out. I only saw that movie once.
No, not that Robbie robot. The coin bank from Radio Shack.
Okay.
God. I'm posting it in the chat room if anyone wants to see DS's Robbie robot from Radio Shack holding a PLA sticker.
I'm not really holding it as much as it's laying on upside down.
It's in his hand.
Right, I got some of those stickers. I'm starting to cover everything, every desk inch that I've got with stickers. It's fun.
I sent out new ones this week.
Yay!
It should be there any day. It's not available, Pioneer, because you're not her friend.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Who am I speaking with?
Who is this?
This is BA. I'm calling from Fort Worth, corporate office.
Okay.
I understand this store was still open and was just discontinued last night.
Why were we supposed to do that?
Bankruptcy judge made his final decision on the franchise stores. You should not be operating under the Radio Shack name whatsoever. And your big ticket items should have been ready to go. Be transferred over to one of the closeout stores that's going to be converted over in Little Rock.
Okay. We're not owned by the corporate anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's why you have to stop using the name. Sir, you have to stop using the name as of last night. The bankruptcy judge ordered that. You should have had all this information last night.
Well, no, we haven't gotten any information whatsoever.
Well, you're getting it now, aren't you?
Are you with Radio Shack Corporate? Or are you with?
Yeah, I'm at Fort Worth, yes. I'm on the Chapter 11 recovery team.
Really? So how come we haven't got a letter or any indication from you guys or anything about what's going on?
You're getting it now?
We've seen it in the news.
You understand that you're getting it now?
Oh, I guess, if I can believe you are.
Are you still using Radio Shack livery right now on your store? That needs to cease immediately, per the lenders.
Are we still using what? Radio Shack what?
Livery. Do you know what that means?
Don't have any idea what that means.
Signage, colors, logos, uniforms, anything like that says livery, that says Radio Shack.
We haven't taken those things down because we didn't know what anybody's status was in anything.
Well, we need you to do that now.
Hang on. Okay. Here's my email address.
Okay. All right. So, and then is that where you're changing your name over to, Softmart?
We've always been Softmart. We're a Radio Shack dealer, not a franchise. A dealer.
Yeah, that needs to stop. You need to at least put a sign on your door that says "Radio." We are no longer a Radio Shack dealer.
Okay. Well, you need to send me some documentation. I'm not going to do anything just
You need to comply, sir. You need to comply with the orders of the Chapter 11 judgment last night.
I haven't seen anything about anything.
Well, so. You need to comply, sir. You're going to be in big trouble.
You need to send me some documentation.
You need to
comply.
You're
not even calling from Fort Worth.
Motherfucker, you.
You're not talking to anybody. You're not even calling from Fort Worth.
I'm calling from my desk in the Fort Worth main call center. Machine, headquarters, and operations
machine.
Center.
And what's your telephone number?
It is 202-2015, extension 420. My name is Rex Millionaire. The password is Cactus. I have my sexual organs out. You see them? Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate you calling, you pervert.
Look, my sexual organs. You pervert.
Wow, you've been called a pervert, you've gotten dismissed, and you've gotten shushed.
Yeah, this is a great day.
Yep.
Woo! I'm having fun, Barbie.
You know, it's got to be like the Radio Shack corporate office is just saying to us, you know, we're watching you guys. That's why it can't be a coincidence that it's Cactus.
Dash, I guess Dashy sent that guy an email. Can we call him back and see if he got it? I'm curious what Dashy sent.
Hello?
It's Radio Shack and Cabot.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. This is John from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Yes.
And we haven't been receiving any of your sales information or your returns. Are you having problems with your computer or your POS?
No, we just rebooted them.
There was
asked of us to reboot them.
Oh, yeah, you got the email about the rebooting?
Well, it came up on top of the answers online, up on the top of the screen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It rebooted for whatever reason, something wrong with the POS. I didn't, about all I saw, so we just rebooted them.
How long ago did you reboot?
I'm guessing a half an hour to 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Have you had sales since then?
A few. In fact, we just got done. One of the guys here just got done ringing up a return and a sale.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably, I don't know. Could I get the information from that return? Because the IT, they're wanting to put the information and see if it pulls up on their end, because they're saying it's still not coming through from your location.
Okay, let me open the box up and get it out.
Okay.
What do you need off of this?
Oh, they just pulled by the phone number. So just the customer's phone number and name would work.
The phone number is 501.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. That's our number. Hang on.
Oh.
Highway 5. Sure. I don't see. His name and phone number is not on here.
On a return?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe just one of the other returns then. Like just anything from this past week.
Yeah, they're all going to be they're all going to be the same as this, though. I mean, because this is a return. And you verified the guy's name and phone number and all that stuff through POS, right?
On what?
On that return. Yeah. It was on POS. It doesn't come out on a receipt, on a return receipt.
Oh, that's bizarre.
This is... Corporate hasn't received any transactions from us in the past.
Did you do the full reset, like, from the breaker box?
No, it just said reboot it. That's all we did was reboot it.
Oh, I think, like, because there's another system where you'd need to just do all the breakers. Could you hit all the breakers real quick?
All the breakers on the individual units, powering them down?
Uh-huh, yeah, just pretty much just hit all the breakers. Or you could hit the main switch.
No, I'll just... Power the units down.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, there's other units. I don't think you can just power those down. They have to be done through the breakers. Like through the panel, you know.
I'm not even sure what breakers are tied to these PCs.
Oh, well, you just hit all of them. Just hit the main switch.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because it'll throw us all into another dimension.
Oh, come on.
Well, I've got a couple of problems to start out with.
Okay.
I mean, I really have no way of knowing who you are.
Oh, I'll give you the password. You want the password of the week?
What's the password of the week?
Are you asking me or the computer?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Oh, Cactus.
Captain?
Cactus.
Hang on.
It was Fusion, but we had to change it because of some scallywags. When they ask the word of the week, I should play the show intro for them.
Cactus, cactus, it's cactus.
The next one's going to be Roy the Retarded Boy.
What was that password again?
Cactus. It was Fusion. Yeah. Is it still Fusion okay. at your store?
You're good.
Okay. Is Cactus better or is Fusion better?
No, Cactus.
You sell lighters there, right? You know, lighters?
Lighters?
Yeah, you know, like pocket knives and lighters and stuff.
No, I don't sell lighters.
Because we're going to need you to burn the store down. Do you have matches, maybe?
Yeah, I got some matches.
All right, yeah. If you could just... I find the best place to start a store fire would be kind of over where the... You know where we sell solder and stuff?
Who are you guys, anyway?
Well, I'm from the corporate office. My name's Roy.
Okay, Roy.
No, like, yeah, we're definitely going to need you to burn your store down immediately.
Okay.
You get insurance.
Well, it's burning down right now with sales, man. You want to come down and buy some stuff?
That was a good one.
I know, Roy.
All right, no, for real now, you need to just, go hit
for
the...
For real now, I'm not going to do anything.
The main breaker switch. But I have the password. Nope. How could I know that?
I don't care. People get a hold of passwords. That doesn't...
Then what'd you,
me in the least, but what, I'm not doing anything like
what'd
that.
What'd you ask for it for if you weren't going to believe me?
Cactus.
I was curious to see if you had it.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, if you whatever you want us to do, call our district manager up and tell him. And Cactus. Let him call me up.
Well, you know, you were ready to give me that phone number, but then you realized it wasn't on the receipt.
Right, and that's when I was kind of wondering what was going on. Because you should know, of all people, what's on that receipt.
No, because they're not coming through. It's a problem with the network.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, right, we're just going to have to live with it, I guess.
Okay, all right, well, fine, whatever. Enjoy your broken network.
Cactus.
All right, Roy.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was weird at the end.
I like when he's like, we can't flip the switches because it'll throw us in another dimension.
He sounds like that guy we called earlier with the voicemail about, I'm in another dimension, man. And
this is what happens when they legalize weed.
Yeah. Or close Radio Shack. Everything goes nuts.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want me to call the one from before?
Yeah.
They live
right... It seems like everyone we're calling... within the last hour or so are not closing now. It's weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I should switch to another part of the country. Yeah. I was thinking, like, you know, we have that big closing list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, 1,300 or whatever. We should make it a goal for PCN to harass every single store on that list before they go out of business.
Totally.
Give them a PCN farewell.
A nice goodbye, yeah.
Yeah.
We should look for the Orange City, Florida one. That's the one I used to shoplift from when I was a kid.
Actually, oh, you want to get that one?
Call back and say I'm sorry if I contributed to the problem. All I took was banker cassettes and what else was it?
The one I shoplifted from, they closed down in the late 80s and moved across town. I think they
It was a mall one, right?
No, it was a shopping center.
Mm.
And
artist is scared to shoplift from the mall. It's way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, going on there. Security.
Stupid security. What state did you tell me? Or city?
I didn't.
No, you said the one you shoplifted from.
Oh, Orange City, Florida.
It seems like everyone we call, we always hear the phone ringing in the background. As if the board members at Corporate Radio Shack are sitting around listening and they're warning them. That must be what's happening. I'm sure of
it. I also got my first cell phone from this place.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to call that one. By the way, our caller ID is showing up as whatever last store we were calling customers from.
Excellent.
So it says Radio Shack on the caller ID, but they probably noticed that it says, I don't know, where we were, Utah or something.
Are you able to control what goes out on the caller as the name?
Oh, no, just the number. The name is looked up. It's like a reverse lookup by their phone company.
Oh, sweet. I didn't know it looked like that.
Yeah. I can control the name internally inside my house.
Radio Shack in Orange City. This is Tyler speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you today?
Oh, well, you know, it's another day in Deltona. Piece of shit fucking city, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker. Hey, listen, you're one of the stores that's going to be closing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, are you the manager?
No, sir.
All right, I just wanted to apologize. Between 1993 and 1996, I shoplifted batteries from you, several microcassettes, and a realistic voice recorder.
Okay.
That I used for prank calls and playing like sound effects in the high school bathroom. And sharing like music with my friends and stuff like that. And in the mornings, we would all play basketball. You know Pine Ridge High?
Nah, not really. Hang
you
on
know
one second.
You know Deltona High? Where are you from?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, honey? How you doing, sexy labia?
Man, really? Come on.
Yeah, you got nice labia on you? I wanted to apologize about something. Well,
yeah, no, she's gone. I'll call her right back for you, though.
Yes, now you guys know what high school I went to.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Book the Pooh's going to write it in his notebook.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack.
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry. Go Panthers. How are you? Hello?
What do you need?
I need to make an apology. Between 1993 and 1996, I stole several batteries, microcassettes, and a realistic tape
player.
Have a nice
day. Don't come back here again.
I'm just apologizing.
What the hell?
Well, I have a chance.
Trying to make amends, make things right.
I'm in Pennsylvania now. I can't go there. Damn it.
I can't believe I never got caught shoplifting. I took so much from Radio Shack.
I think that's the only place. Well, I did shoplift baseball cards once when I was a little younger. I was seven.
I was like a shoplifting addict from like eighth grade to ninth grade, I think, maybe, until I got caught at Walgreens. I should call my Radio Shack. I don't, like the one that I really stole from, you know, they're gone and everything, but I could call my second most visited Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm calling yours. Wrong one.
I told her, go Panthers.
Hey, sexy labia.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I'll compile a list for...
Thank you for calling Alt Radio Shack. This is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Brad, I used to shop there a lot. I guess I don't live in Illinois anymore. Like, you're going out of business, right?
Yes, we are.
Oh, and when's that going to happen, by the way?
Honestly, they have not given us a definitive date yet.
Oh, you think, like, within a few months or next year?
Our store, probably within the next month or so.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, I wanted to apologize because, I mean, you know, when I was a teenager, when I was 14, I learned how to shoplift, and I shoplifted so much from your store, just an insane amount, and I feel like I've kind of contributed to the demise of your store.
Oh, well, yeah. I honestly doubt that that would have really affected that much.
Well, I think in the long run, it probably did.
Oh.
You used to have TRS-80s on display there, like, you know, the TRS-80 mm-hmm. computers. And I would just hang out in there and, like you know, write programs and stuff. But as soon as you guys turn your back, I'd run over and steal, like, electronics components and TRS-80 software, books, manuals, cartridges. I stole so much. Like, I estimate at least $2,000 of merchandise that I took.
Oh, my goodness.
And, I mean, who knows how much that is in 2015 dollars?
Yeah, that's very true.
I pretty much have put you out of business.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't blame yourself, honestly. It's a lot of mismanagement on, you know, the company's end, so.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, that would contribute a little bit, but I wouldn't beat yourself up over it, honestly.
I probably set it in motion, though. I mean, mostly I stole from the East Alton store, but I came to the mall a lot, too.
Yeah.
And you know, my mom would go shopping around the mall, and I would just hang out at Radio Shack the entire time and just steal and steal. And it's crazy I never got caught.
Yeah, definitely, especially with bigger items.
Yeah, there wasn't really cameras back then. It was
not
as common, I guess. It's nothing compared to what I got from Musicland downstairs.
Wow.
Do you accept my apology? Okay. Are you the manager?
Yes, I am the manager, and I totally accept your apology. Oh. I wouldn't beat yourself up over it, honestly. Well,
thank you. I also want to apologize. I called another location, and I tricked the store into giving me the password of the week, which is Cactus, and last week it was Fusion. And I shouldn't have done what? That. You know the password?
Oh, wow.
You know they email you the password?
Well, yeah, I know about the passwords.
And, yeah, I used my smooth talking and just like, give me the password. And they like, yep, this week it's Cactus. And then last week it was Fusion.
Weird.
Yep.
Okay.
So I want to apologize for that.
Okay.
And then I used the password. I closed down a Radio Shack in Kansas.
You what? Sorry, repeat that.
I convinced a lady in Kansas, maybe it was Iowa, I don't know, but I convinced her to close down her store that day. Oh. I had her shut down all the breakers and leave.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, well, how would I know the password Fusion? She's like, okay, you win. And she left.
Wow. Dang. Well, honestly, I don't think you should be doing that. That doesn't sound very cool, but, you know.
I won't do it again. It was just a one-time thing.
Okay.
Well. I used to torture animals.
Okay, now I'm starting to think this is a prank call. So.
No, it's not. It's not. But I can let you go as long as you accept my apology. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I accept your apology.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice rest of your job.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to my homie Jeff from my hometown who's listening right now. And he's reminding me that we both went in and took a graphing calculator too at some point, I guess. I don't remember that. I think he did, and he's just putting it on me.
Yay, Jeff's listening. Good job, shoplifting, Jeff.
Jeffro.
Graphing calculator, how much was that back then?
Dude, yeah, it must have been a lot. I don't even, why would you sell it? No way.
What?
It was the one I remember. Yeah, I remember him having the graphing calculator. I don't remember going in. I don't think I went in with him for that one, but hey, man, whatever. Oh, shit.
Good old Jeff.
Good time. He used to program the games on there. He used to make his own games and programming on the TI-80, whatever.
I never had a graphing calculator. I've seen all the cool games and stuff you can put on them. Yeah. That's bizarre.
I found mine. Dude, I used to cheat a lot. It was like going, having a test with one of those calculators. If you knew what you were doing, it was like walking into a knife fight with a gun, man. Like, you could just have it do everything for you. You could have it and then also show you the work step by step. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like you would get points stock for not doing the work. You know what I mean?
We're a bunch of cheaters and thieves.
Dude, you gotta do what you gotta do to survive, yeah. Son.
I always found it easier in school to just not take the test and just fail everything.
I used to put notes all up in that motherfucker. All the formulas you had to remember, I stored them on the calculator. Fuck it.
Yeah, that was way too much effort for me. You might learn something doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think they let you use graphing calculators anymore anyway in colleges.
Do you want to talk to your Florida one again? Or
Orange City? I don't know.
Just in case. Maybe we could rat out Jeff.
All right, yeah. Jeff, come in the chat room, man.
Radio Shack in Orange City. This is Tyler speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to speak to the manager, please.
Mm-hmm. This is Candace.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
What can I do for you?
How are you, though? You can answer that.
Is this the same guy who keeps calling me?
Because
what do you need?
I'm trying to apologize before you guys close, and it's, you know what I mean? I never have a chance again.
Okay, then you need to contact the police and go, you know, get in trouble for it. Because
the statute of limitations has passed already. It was 1994 was the last time I took something from there. What? God damn it. She ain't having it.
Hey, that's a good idea. Let's call police stations and confess to crimes.
When I was in high school, I stole. Oh, okay, Mr. Crazy.
Oh, I've got an idea. I'm going to call back my Radio Shack that I just talked to and close down their store.
Yes.
Because it won't work.
Oh, Radio Shack, this is Alex. How may I help you?
Hello, Alex. This is Brad from the corporate office with Radio Shack. And it looks like your store, we've expedited the closing, and you're still open? Are you still selling things today? You were supposed to have closed down last night. Did you not get the fax about that? Or the email?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not supposed to have anyone there.
I'm gonna assume this is also a prank call.
Oh no, we're gonna need you to close down immediately. I have the store password. It's Cactus, the password of the week. Mm-hmm. So you can totally believe me. I'm gonna need you to go in the back.
Would you like to talk to Sarah?
Okay. I would love that.
Okay, here's my manager.
This is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hello, Sarah. This is Brad from the corporate office with Radio Shack. Password of the week is Cactus. And we're closing your store today.
No, I would have got a call from my district manager.
No. That's not how it works anymore. Things have changed. Do you have any customers in there right now? We need you to ask them to leave immediately.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I have to clarify everything with my district manager before anything like that could happen.
Shit. All right. At least I tried, right?
Yeah. You have a good day.
I'm going to try Wood River.
Good luck.
Do you like those people?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wait. What if you just stayed on the phone silently while I call Wood River and I try and get them to shut down?
I honestly don't have time for that. There's only a couple of us in the store, and the store's full of customers. So I actually have to let you go.
Yeah, right.
Liar.
Come
Liar.
On, it's a Radio Shack.
Hey, touch yourself. Damn, I love when girls touch themselves.
Yeah, especially when I'm... That's like my thing. That's my fetish, is when I'm closing down a store while they touch themselves.
The whole time. Like, you freak. I knew you had it in you.
Awesome. They're like, yeah, Brad... Shut down that store. So I guess our childhood Radio Shacks have been taken care of.
Yep.
What's next?
Radio Shacks!
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me call a Radio Shack. I bet you they're going to change the word again this week.
Probably.
Or maybe they'll just give up. They'll be like, oh, this isn't working. Fuck it.
It's just still so epic that it was... This man.
We have a request from Bob Vance. He really wants us to call his Radio Shack.
Bob Vance from Vance Refrigeration?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the one that figured out that the code for the week was Cactus.
Cool. Good work, man. Shout out to Phyllis.
Yay, Bob Vance and Phyllis. You want to take Bob Vance's?
No, he requested it to you. I'm sorry, I can't.
Well, it's more of a general. Okay.
He told me he doesn't like.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. I forgot.
No.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack. This is Josh. How can I help?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
What's up, Kevin?
Oh, nothing. Are you open today? You're not supposed to be open. We're closing your store down yesterday.
3873?
Yeah.
I am open today.
Oh, no. We need you to close down immediately. Do you have any customers in there right now?
Well, my DM hasn't told me anything, so do you got the password and stuff?
Oh, you need the password of the week?
Uh-huh.
I think I know what that is. Is it perhaps...
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
Oh, I gave you the password, so we need you to go ahead and... Are there any customers there you can send home? I mean, make them leave the store?
Actually, I'm on my... I'm on my lunch, but,
Well, I gave you... You're in there. You're at the store, so you need to do your job and make everyone leave, lock the doors. We're going to flip some breakers.
Touch your cactus.
Yep. Come on. Chop, chop. Sir? Hey, you know what we need to do? We haven't done this. We need to do some store surveys.
Yeah.
I should call up my childhood Radio Shack. They were full of customers. No, I don't think they're going to play you anything.
They're not going to play now, yeah. It's just mind-boggling, just like that Onion article. How many of these places there were, God, or are still, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it is. I don't know.
You think they could have done something with all that footprint, all that real estate, bro?
There has to be something they could have sold. I think, is it just the internet is ruining everything?
I don't know, man. I guess.
It's like
weird.
On our show the other day, I said when I zoomed out of the whole United States map, it looks like a coverage map. Like a Verizon wireless coverage map. They're everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, seriously, man. You're right.
Every tiny little town has one.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I'm wondering who's going to buy a lot of these stores. I'm just wondering what's going to replace. You know?
Thank you for my Radio Shack. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Gary from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to do the customer survey of the month. Do you have any customers in there right now we could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them. They'll get a free coupon.
Okay. Give me one sec.
Okay.
Since you're one of the customers, there's a guy on the phone from the corporate office who's going to do a little survey. You get a coupon. Okay. Hello.
Oh, hey. I don't know why she told you that. That's really weird. The thing is, it's actually that lady there. She's my roommate.
Okay.
The handy phone. She has a crush on you, and she wants to know if maybe you'd be interested in hooking up. What do you think?
No.
Is she your type?
No.
Why do you say that?
I'm not gay or anything.
Well, have you ever tried? How do you know if you haven't tried?
No, I'm not interested.
She's pretty cute.
No.
Come on. She'll make you feel amazing.
No.
She'll
wait a minute, hold on.
She'll touch your pussy. You know?
Hello.
Oh, I guess she didn't want to do the survey. Do you have another customer, maybe?
Yeah, there's another one.
Okay.
Give me one.
You want it, Carly?
Yeah.
Okay, how you doing? Is your customer in the store right now? There's a guy from the corporate office who's going to do a little survey and you get a coupon. Would you like to do it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm just looking for these sounding
radios. Tell him no. Say no. No, you don't want to do the survey. Radios.
It's compulsory. Let him know it's compulsory.
Yeah,
the radio, some AM/FM radio. He didn't want to do it either.
Oh, is there another one maybe?
No, there's only two customers.
Well, that guy that didn't want to do it, like, you can just ask him to leave. Can you make him tell him he needs to go?
Okay.
All right.
He didn't want to do the survey. He's telling me to tell him to leave.
Hello.
Yeah, I told him to leave.
Oh, no, he didn't, because I heard you talking to that lady. You didn't tell him that.
Well, I told the other associate to tell him that.
Oh, did it go well?
He just asked why. I'm like, you don't want to do the survey. There was a lot of customers in. There's some coming in.
Oh, that'd be great if we could maybe talk to one of them for the survey.
Yeah, they're getting out the car.
Like, maybe open up the door and be like, hurry up! Like, motion with your hand.
It's a little survey you have to do for the radio track. Okay.
You have to do.
What do I do?
So this is yours.
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Rex. I'm with the Radio Shack corporate office. We're doing a phone survey. All the customers are required to do a survey before they can shop. It's about 2 minutes. Okay. All right. I'm glad you agree. First of all, what did you come to the Radio Shack for today? What are you looking to buy?
Speakers.
Speakers.
For my computer.
For your computer. Okay. All right. Are you a male or a female?
Female. 48.
Okay, is there a man with you who knows how to find things like this, that knows
yes,
better?
Yes, my son, he's 27.
Your son is 27? Okay, yes. And where's the father? Are you a single parent?
No, the father is at home.
Oh, okay. Is he sick, like really fat and can't get out of the house?
No, he's very ill.
Okay, all right. So he's sick and he can't get out of the house. Okay. How big are his sexual organs?
Excuse me?
How big are his sexual organs?
Somebody's about to get popped in the mouth. They wouldn't be a smart ass.
Hello?
Shit.
Lee isn't here.
I don't appreciate it.
Let's close down this door.
Well, make him go up and be infected. And then ask me how organs are. Now, you better. No. Shut some ignorant shit.
Hello?
Yeah, my boss, Mr. Clay, he wants me to advise you that your phones are crappy and I can hardly understand. Like, when that lady is complaining, can you hold it closer to her mouth so we can hear everything?
They're still on the phone.
You think this is a joke?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
Oh, I'm with the corporate office. Can you hold the phone closer to the yelling lady?
So I can, what's your name?
I want to hear. My name's Roy.
Roy what?
Zurbel.
Zurbel.
Yep.
Do you know there's a cop out here? I'll bring a cop in here and have that fucking
party. Did he want to speak to you? Did we get the cop?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello.
Where the hell do you get off talking to my mother like that?
Oh,
because
no.
Because your father has, we're trying to figure out how big his sexual organs is. That's why I asked her that.
No. Where the hell do you get off talking like that to my mother?
It's on the paper here, and your mother's an idiot anyway.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, well, okay? Your mother's a lesbian.
You don't talk to customers like that.
How big are your mother's tits? Oh!
Oh, shit.
I didn't mean to jump in there. I was just a little...
No, it's okay.
Like, come at me, bro. That's how I felt.
Yeah. So you've been hushed? You've been dismissed? And you just got touch-toned?
Yeah, I was called a pervert.
Yeah. And why did she hand the phone back to those people?
Where you get off? Call them up. What state is this in?
That was Missouri, very close to Ferguson.
Okay. Where you get off talking to my mother? Yeah, call back. Evil Ideas has a good idea.
All right, why not? are you gonna talk?
Yeah, it sounded like she had gone outside. No, you talk. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It sounded like she went outside to give them the phone already.
Hello.
Hello. This is Robbie from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Just a second.
We just wanted. Okay.
Aww.
she's wisening up.
Mm-hmm. You think this is a joke?
We should have just done surveys the entire show.
Thanks for calling Radio Shack. This is Tom.
Hello, Tom. This is William from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Yes.
And hi, I was just calling to do the customer survey for the month. Do you have any customers in there I could speak with to do a quick survey?
No.
No? Like, no, you don't have...
No, you're wanting to talk to a customer in the store?
Yeah, that'd be great.
We don't have any customers in the store.
Oh, well, maybe that's why you're going out of business. You ever think of that?
No, we know why. It's because people are trying to commit fraud, and that's why you didn't give me your password.
Oh, I have the password. Do you want the password?
No, I want your number so I can call you back.
It's on your caller ID. It's on your caller ID. The password is Cactus.
Cactus. And what number do you want me to call you back at, sir?
What would you call me back for? I gave you the password. Isn't that good enough?
No, sir. I need to call you back. What's your number?
What do you want to call me back for? Don't you have caller ID?
Is this the corporate office, sir?
Yeah.
What's your number?
Don't you have the corporate office number written down somewhere?
Sir, what branch are you in? What's your extension?
It's 425.
425?
That's my extension you asked for.
What's the phone number, sir?
Well, it's on the caller ID, or you could look on the list. We can't just give out phone numbers over the phone. You could be
What do you mean, the little list,
you
sir?
You could be one of the fraudsters trying to commit fraud with the passwords.
Sir, didn't you call me?
Yeah.
Did you 700 dial me? Because it's showing up as a not a 700 dial. So you're not using the interdepartment phone system.
Oh, yes, I am. You just don't know how to read the display. You're a big dummy.
Sir, you are the dummy. Because nobody from Carp would ever do that, sir.
You're the dummy.
So you're committing fraud. So
what fraud would this be?
Don't call again.
How is this fraud?
Now we got to figure out 700 dialing shit.
They have their own internal dialing thing. I remember Target had something like that where you could just internally you could dial any other store in the state.
Mm. No, sir, you're not from corporate office.
Wow, he jumped all over me as soon as I said. He knows what's going on.
Fraudster.
Some of them read their emails in the mornings.
Calling Radio Shack and Baldwin. This is Patrick.
Hello, Patrick. This is James from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. I was just calling to do the customer survey. Like, if you have any customers there, I could just do a quick survey and they'll get a coupon from us.
No customers.
Ah, that's probably why you're going out of business.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you should be outside spinning a sign or something instead of just sitting
in
there.
Store closing signs everywhere.
Yeah, but you should be out on the sidewalk spinning one. Get some people.
I don't have a sign to spin.
Why don't you make one? Show some initiative.
Or on your dick.
Yeah. Stupid.
Hmm.
People, employees like you are putting us out of business.
Oh, yeah?
You're stealing company time. What are you in there? Just like watching the TV or something?
I don't have TVs.
I bet. Yeah, Radio Shack doesn't have TVs. I believe that.
Yeah. So what was your name again?
You're full of shit. You're full of shit.
Oh, I see.
Radio Shack doesn't have TVs.
Why don't you go ahead and check our inventory if you really work for the company?
Brad, they don't. They haven't had TVs in a while.
Oh, you don't sell TVs anymore?
Yeah, rid of them all again. After their deal with RCA stopped these.
Are you listening to your Timex AM/FM clock radio?
I am.
You're not supposed to do that. You're a thief.
It's a demo.
You're a customer thief.
You're a demo.
You're a...
Your mom's a demo.
Whoa! Damn.
Okay, he won that call.
He used your line.
So they don't sell TVs anymore?
Not for a while. I don't think they have now. Okay.
Stupid me. I thought they would have a few at least, you know.
Yeah, I really think they stopped those really big ticket items. That was the first effect of the Best Buy effect. You know what I mean? They stopped doing that.
I see.
Yeah, they stopped computers and they stopped TVs around the same time. Why do I know this much about this?
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack. This is Denise. How can I help you?
Hi, this is William from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Yes?
And I'm calling to do the monthly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and they'll get a free coupon? We're going to do a quick survey with them.
Do I just, like, announce it to the store? I mean, I do have some customers.
Oh, yeah. Or you could just go up to someone, just pick, you know, the friendliest looking one. Or whatever.
Okay, well, give me just a second. Pick.
Okay. Thanks. You want it? Make me do it.
Hello?
Hi, this is James from Radio Shack. I was just calling to do a survey with you.
Okay.
And what were you in there buying today?
I'm actually trying to get a cell phone case.
Oh, okay. You know. What's that? Maybe like $10, $20?
The one I picked up is the body glove case for $24.99. I could give you the SKU number.
Oh, no, that's all right. I just wanted to prove a point. Because basically you're buying like just tiny little things that don't even matter. And it's people like you that make us go out of business. You know, why don't
No, actually, this matters a great deal to me.
Yeah, I'm sure you get a cheap cell phone case. But no, why aren't you in there buying, like, computers and stuff? That's why we can't stay in business, because of people like you. You just buy tiny shit that doesn't cost hardly anything. Like, what do we make?
You really with Radio Shack?
Yeah,
you know, I'm about to hang up on you.
No, listen, you know how much profit we make on that $25? We probably make, like, $3.
Stupid
bitch.
I know
what you make off of this survey.
Well, hey, go. Hey, come on. None of that.
I don't think she's going to buy that anymore.
Oh.
What did you see how much profit you get out of the survey? You just want to just walk off. This is a fun show, Brad. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, me too. We should do a Radio Shack show every day for the next 2 months.
Yes.
Thank you for calling Radio Shack. This is Denise. How can I help you?
Oh, hello, Denise. She didn't want to do the survey. Do you have someone else there that might want to do the survey?
Sure. Give me just a moment.
We'll have Carlito talk this time. He's friendlier than me.
No. Will one of you like to do a custom survey for...
Give the phone.
No. Okay. I think so. At Radio Shack, we're trying to do a survey.
Chanel speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a customer or is this an employee?
No, I'm the manager, so how can I help you?
Oh, I just need to talk to a customer. It's for the store survey.
Okay, well, we don't do those here.
Oh,
so
yes, you do.
I'm going to tell you to have a nice day, okay?
Well, no.
Bitch.
God damn it.
Hello, well, and that's why you won't be talking. Bye.
Hey. I got outsmarted twice by that place.
Well, I guess she didn't cancel her sale. That's good. She's talking it out.
Yeah. I think she was saying, hand me the phone again, that same lady.
Oh, she's ready to go down.
Yeah.
She's ready to go down, yeah.
No more? Should I do another?
Yeah, but I do have to throw my beef in the oven. Give me a...
Yeah, nice euphemism.
Right. I know, seriously, dude. I'll be right back.
I see your wife's home.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean.
You're pretty quick. You're like, 1 second.
Radio Shack.
Hello, this is Greg from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to do the monthly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there right now? Maybe I could speak with them, do a quick survey, and they'll get a free coupon?
Sure, we do have a customer that just came in.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great. We'll just do a quick survey with them.
All right, 1 second.
Let them know they get a free coupon for some money off.
So you get a free coupon money off is Greg, you want to speak to the customer. He wants to do a survey with you.
What is it now? 1 second. This is the manager up here. Can I ask what this is about?
Oh, I'm calling from the corporate office with Radio Shack. I'm just doing the monthly customer survey.
Can I have the weekly password?
Sure, it's Cactus. Yeah, we're just doing surveys, just a quick customer survey, and we'll send them a coupon for some money off.
How come I haven't ever heard of this before?
Oh, it's just a new thing we're doing with all the bankruptcy and everything. We've been doing this.
I gotcha, because we've received a call earlier this week, and it was nothing but a prank.
Oh, really? What kind of call did you receive?
Yeah, some radio show.
A radio show? What did they say in the call?
Exactly what you're telling me, which is why I'm slightly skeptical.
Oh, no, this time it's for real.
This time it's for real?
Uh-huh, yep. Yep, so it's okay. Yeah, if I could just talk to that customer, that'd be fine. Everything will be fine.
I was going to say, I haven't heard anything about this, and I haven't heard any directive from the corporate office, so unfortunately I'm going to have to decline this.
But how did I know the customer, the weekly password, if I'm not really corporate?
Because someone ended up giving out the passcode earlier this week.
Yeah, but that's
because we had already received information about that.
That's when it was Fusion, but they changed it to Cactus, so there's no way those people can get the password this time, so I have to be legit. He's gone. That's crazy that... We just happened to call the same store again, because I'm just going randomly all over the country on Google Maps.
Yeah, wow, man. It's crazy you did that. Indeed. Unless it's someone else that did that.
That would be pretty great. And he said it was a radio show.
Oh, shit. So he does that.
They're on to us.
Radio Shack, this is Alex.
Hello, this is William from the corporate office with Radio Shack.
Hello.
Hello. I'm just calling to do the customer survey. Do you have a customer there we could speak with and do a quick survey with them?
Yeah, you can speak to, should I ask them first?
just anyone, just whatever, just any customer. It's just a quick survey and they'll get a coupon for some money off for a purchase.
Okay. Would you like a coupon? Because we have corporate calling and they want a survey from a random customer.
Sure.
Yeah. We have a volunteer.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, here you go. And I'll see if I can figure this out for you.
Yes, I'm disappointed the store is closing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so are we. So what are you buying there today?
I'm buying some cordless wireless phone battery replacements.
Oh, I see. Those
I'm buying some earbuds and some kind of a cable.
Oh, okay. Is there just like a pity buy or something? You feel like bad that they're closing, so you're finally
really,
coming in?
Really, yeah, because, you know, I have one of those month-to-month contract phones for Verizon.
Yeah.
And I can't renew my plan online for some reason. There's some glitch.
Yeah.
And I've tried to, you know, Verizon's terrible to work with. So I've been coming in and, you know, they renew it for me every month. Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to figure that
one
out.
Well, you know, it's a little late at this point. Maybe if you'd purchased higher priced items, you know, years ago, we wouldn't be going out of business. I think it's customers like you that didn't purchase enough in the past. And that's the reason why we're going out of business.
Like, well, I'm you know, sorry.
It's nice that you feel sorry for us now and you're buying something expensive, but why couldn't you just always be like this? You probably buy things on the internet, don't you?
Not really that much.
Probably. Oh, no. You don't have to deny it. I think you're full of shit. Well, you probably buy stuff on Amazon.
Oh,
you probably buy stuff on eBay.
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to do a survey. I didn't think you were, you know, going to be insulting me.
Well, I didn't think you were going to be a customer like that, but, you know, basically one of the people that put us out of business. Okay. She didn't even hand me the back to the manager. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah.
There was one or two mildly amusing calls somewhere.
I had
there.
Fun. I had fun. Shoot.
I really loved our confession calls. Those were awesome.
Yeah. My lady wasn't having it. She's like,
yeah.
No.
Well, you know, you call us, said something about her labia and just ended it.
Kind of fucked it up right there. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe like tomorrow you could talk to, or this evening you should call back and get a different person and confess.
Yeah.
Call into the Jihad show.
A lot of these stores are just one person. That's all they're down to now.
Yeah, one person, zero customers.
Yeah.
Wow. There's so many of those. They would have given me customers, but they just didn't have them. Bunch of jerks.
Big jerks.
Do you know what Jihad has planned tonight?
I do not. Usually by now he's posted something on Facebook at least, but...
Yeah, I completely missed last week still. I need to listen to that still.
No, I'm not sure what's got going on.
I'm sure it'll be something we've never heard of or thought of before, just like always. Something really weird and bizarre involving Craigslist.
Yep.
All right, well, I guess we're done.
This is goodbye.
Bye, Carlito.
Thanks for having me on. It's been fun. Everyone tune in to Jihad tonight.
Yep.
And Neon's doing a show after show. We got a big lineup set up tonight. Woo!
Crazy shit on prankcallnation.com.
Gargle Seabin. See you guys.
Neon's going to show her labia.
Woohoo! Big labia.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Check. No appreciation from my students.